Elizabeth Warren says transgender child must approve education secretary. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 30, 2020. Democrat presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren told attendees at a town hall in Cedar Rapids, Iowa Sunday that, if she is elected president, her education secretary will have to be approved by a transgender child. When a supporter told Warren public schools need to teach more about LGBTQ history and sex education, the Massachusetts senator replied her education secretary would have to be interviewed by a transgender child. I have two qualifications that I have talked about over and over for my secretary of education, Warren said. The first, it has to be someone who is taught in a public school. Then, Warren said that since the question came from a young trans person who asked about a welcoming community, she would have that trans child interview the nominee for education secretary and look for the child's approval. I said it starts with the Secretary of Education, who has a lot to do with where we spend our money, with what gets advanced in our public schools, with what the standards are. And I said I'm gonna have a Secretary of Education that this young trans person interviews on my behalf, and only if this person believes that our Secretary or Secretary of Education nominee is committed to creating a welcoming environment, a safe environment, and a full educational curriculum for everyone, will that person actually be advanced to be Secretary of Education? Warren has been reaching out to LGBT voters by condemning Christian schools that hold and teach a biblical worldview of human sexuality and marriage. As Breitbart News also reported in January, if elected, Warren has also vowed to fill at least half of her cabinet with women and non-binary individuals, or those who claim they are neither male nor female. However, as Gallup has observed, only 4.5% of U.S. adults identified as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, LGBT, in 2017. From the beginning of the Trump administration, Democrats have continually criticized current Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos for not having worked as a regular public school teacher. Most Democrat 2020 candidates have represented the views of the teachers' unions, whose leadership has condemned the administration's support for school choice, viewing it as a threat to public schools.